Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, please. I just looked at my credit card statement and the charge from you guys. And I know that I ordered the cream, you know, the first time, and I had it posted to $7.95. But now there's a charge of $54.97. I have no idea what that's for.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
89074.
Your first and last name?
Joanna Kendall.
Could it be under a different name?
No. I have a, let me see if I click on this. It says purchased on Friday, January 21st. And there's a number after Perfect Energy. Do you want that number?
No, ma'am. But
I think that's just your phone number.
If I can also try looking by the telephone number you're calling in on, could it be under that?
Under what? I'm sorry?
The telephone number you're calling in on?
Oh, 702-715-1094. Did you do Kendall with a C or with a K?
Well, with the zip code, it will pull up an account.
Oh. I'm the only person with that zip code.
Well, that's why I asked for your first and last name.
Oh.
Okay, and I did find an account. Could you verify your address?
227 Paradise Bird Street, Anderson, Nevada, 89074.
Okay, so I do see that you paid the shipping and handling for the purifier.
Yes.
Yes, and you were billed the $54.97 for the membership fee. So
No, I'm not joining anything. Absolutely not. I never agreed to join anything.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get your account canceled out. So.
And I don't remember seeing that anywhere either.
Yes, ma'am. That was in the terms and conditions. So bear with me one moment while I get your account canceled out. Okay, and I did get that account canceled out. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Now, will I get a full refund of that $54.97?
Well, I can't offer a 35% refund on that charge.
No, I want 100% refund. Because that's a scam.
Well, ma'am, it's not a scam.
Yes, I didn't remember seeing that anywhere, and I'm very careful when I click on things.
Well, ma'am, as a courtesy, I can't offer a 50% refund on that charge.
Okay, we're getting better, but we're still not at 100.
Well, ma'am, that's all I can offer as a courtesy.
All right, can I speak to a supervisor?
Well, we do review the same information, ma'am.
I'm sorry, say again?
We do review the same information.
I understand, but if you're only authorized for 50%, perhaps they can authorize 100%. What is even, what would they do for this membership? Like, I have no clue. It was a thing you plug in, and that's the end of it. And what do you need a membership to? Do you know what I mean? I don't even understand the concept.
Well, that was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and you were billed the $54.97, and that gets you a 100.
Okay. What it was a free gift because I answered questions on a survey. And they said I had a free gift, just pay the postage. And I was willing to pay the postage because I felt that that was worth $7.95. But it did not say about a welcoming gift. It was because I answered a survey.
Okay.
So I did my part. And nowhere on that, after the survey, did it say, if you click yes, you will be joining something, because then I wouldn't have joined. I don't do that. I can't afford it, and there's no way I would do that.
Yes, ma'am, but all I can offer is that 50%.
That is not acceptable. So can you please put me through? You can put me through to the owner. I don't really care. I'll talk to him or her. You must have an owner.
Bear with me one moment. Bear with me one moment. Okay, Gideon, you connected over now.
Say again, please.
Gideon, you connected over now.
Okay, thank you.